From the Director Department on Aging, providing an update on the 2013 Milwaukee County Chain of Dreams Intergenerational Symposium Planning. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
All right.
Madam Chair, Supervisors, I guess it was about 1 year ago, almost to the date, that I was here and came before you to present on a plan to hold an intergenerational symposium. And at that time, it was a report focused on simply bringing ideas and partners together to focus on bridging generations to improve communication and overall relations between Milwaukee County older adults and youth. And today I am here and proud to share that the symposium will actually take place on Tuesday, November 19th of this year from 8 a.m. until 3 p.m. at the Italian Community Center. And since July of this year, we have brought to the table over 50 representatives from older adult and youth agencies and actual older adult individuals and youth who are there as consumers helping to plan. They all have participated in monthly meetings to help plan and sponsor the day. Each month, we have approximately 30 partners who show up at the table, and they're sharing ideas and resources with the goal of planning a successful event. I think it's important that I specify the objectives of the symposium, which are to identify the gaps in intergenerational programming, eliminate myths older adults and youth might have about each other, begin positive dialogue among elders and youth, and help people understand the reciprocal benefits and importance of creating an intergenerational environment. The day-long event will provide education and learning through creative expression, panel discussions, speakers, breakout sessions, and peacemaking circles. The audience will be comprised of a mix of 300 diverse older adults, 60 years plus, youths, 7th through 12th grades, and professionals from aging and youth-serving organizations and policymakers. Our 6 breakout sessions will be focused on technology and communication, art expression, understanding government, community building and creating livable communities, addressing cliques and bullying, and understanding the generations. We have some very talented and practical local keynote speakers and session presenters who are volunteering their time and expertise to ensure a successful event. There will be community resource tables with important information targeting youth and older adults. We have the police department, the DA's office, the Medical College Violence Prevention Initiative, Milwaukee County Parks and Recreation, the faith community, public, private, and parochial schools involved in the planning and the day. And, of course, we have St. Anne Center for Intergenerational Care and many other important partners helping us. We have had 4 meetings to date, and the meetings are very diverse. I think you would be very proud to look at the table and see who sits there. We have representatives from the Hmong community, the American Indian community, African American, Caucasian, LGBT community, you name it, they're sitting at the table helping to share ideas. We have, for the symposium, we have planned an intergenerational performance during the lunch hour by Danny Gokey's Sophia's Heart Foundation. It's a chorus and dance group, and our very own Milwaukee Golden Idols. So they're planning an actual intergenerational performance, and I think that in itself will be very exciting. We have commitments for attendance from our very own supervisor and chairwoman, Roma West, and County Executive Abley, and City of Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett, and also our commissioner and supervisor, Steve Taylor. Thank you. The Milwaukee Brewers, UW-Madison, the Wisconsin Alzheimer's Institute, the Medical College of Wisconsin, along with other partners, have committed financial sponsorships and gifts. Planning partners have committed to making centerpieces for the event, unique centerpieces. Currently, we have a commitment of 43 centerpieces that will reflect the diverse agencies and cultures that will be present. To commemorate Native American Month, we will have Indian drummers calling us to assemble during the event. And we have recruited, invitations have gone out, and hopefully each of you have received one. Please RSVP as soon as possible, and plan on, if possible and your schedule allows, spending the entire day with us. We have recruited students from Bradley Tech, Rufus King, Gensland, Northwest Catholic, South Division, Indian Community, Cudahy, Whitefish Bay, Central City Cyber School, Westside Academy, South Milwaukee High School, and Hmong Peace Good. Academy. Good. We are recruiting older adults from our seven county supported senior centers. 12 county supported senior centers, our 29 mill sites, and our Commission on Aging, its committees, and a list of over 60 senior statesmen. We are partnering with the Planning Council for Health and Human Services, now known as Impact Planning Council, to monitor, observe, and document the day to create a real-time Twitter report. This conceptual report will capture pictures, outlines, outline ideas, issues, barriers, successes, and opportunities that can be presented to the broader community, which would be the education system, aging service providers, policymakers, judicial system, and funders. We have 2.5 weeks left to pull all the final details together and put final touches on our planning efforts. We look forward to one more meeting the second week of November with the entire planning committee. And we are, again, looking forward to seeing the county board there, and we just encourage you to reach out to your board colleagues and ask them to RSVP for the symposium. Last, I want to thank Chairwoman Supervisor Roma West for her vision and her passion to want to do something around improving communication and blending the generations, and passing that vision and that passion off to the Department on Aging and our Commission on Aging and our Intergenerational Council to take the lead on making this day happen. So thank you.
Well, thank you very, very much. I think you've surpassed my expectations, and it's beautiful to see everybody at the table, all the diversity, everybody who wanted to be involved. It really was incredible. It kind of took on a life of its own, and, unfortunately, we saw the need through the tragedy with Darius Simmons, where you have to get seniors talking to young people, and unfortunately young people sometimes get a bad rap, but there's just so many good young people out there, and so I'm really looking forward to this event. Does anybody else have any questions or comments?
Thank you, Madam Chair. The event sounds grand. I'd like to RSVP now if possible.
Well,
write them down.
Go to your computer.
Yes, ma'am.
And
press the button, huh?
And press the button, because you respond. Do get a meal choice.
Okay. So, yeah, I look forward to it. Thank you, Madam
Thank
Chair.
You.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Anybody else? Thank you, Ms. Arms, for filling in today. You did a wonderful job, as always, and always good to see you and to hear from the Department on Aging. We've missed hearing from you.
Likewise. We've missed being here. Thank you.
Okay.